continue on the series we've been looking at, Mark chapter 4. And I still want to amplify one or two truths to us. We're looking at how to finish this series this month. I want to apply one or two truths to us quickly in a very short period of time. But the hand of God is upon us. What's next year's theme? What's God doing for us next year? Manifestations of God's goodness. Amen. Don't forget it. Mark chapter 4. I want to read from verse 21. This is Jesus teaching in parables. And he said, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested. Neither was anything kept secret but that it should come abroad. I want you to notice, he didn't say it will come abroad. He said that it should come abroad. So something is hidden, but that it should come abroad. Next verse says, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear. Now listen, every time Jesus is teaching, and says, if any man have ears to hear, he's not talking about your natural hearing. He's talking about the fact that behind what he's saying, there are deeper truths to it. So every time Jesus is teaching what you call layered revelation, he says, if any man have ears to hear, it means everyone who wants to hear beyond the surface needs to pay special attention. So when he said, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And now says, take heed what you hear. What measure you meet shall be measured unto you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. Let me jump to verse 26. So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring forth and grow up, he knoweth not how. Verse 28. For the heart bringeth food forth of herself, first the blade, then the ear, and after the full corn in the hair. Hallelujah. Now last week I shared with us about the fact that when Jesus mentioned the candle there, he's not just talking about a natural candlestick. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 27 says that the spirit of man is what? The candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. So when he says it's a candle meant to be put under a bushel or hidden, but sent on a candlestick, he's saying that man as a spirit is not meant to live in obscurity. The blessings of God in his life are meant to be so manifest that everyone can see him manifesting God's blessings. So here's what he's saying. How will that man get the blessings of God to be manifest? Jesus is teaching a kingdom principle. This principle is contrary to the world's principle. So when he says, he that has an ear, let him hear, he's about to say something that is contrary to the way what the world practices. So he says, is a candle meant to be hidden on a bushel? No. If it's hidden, it can't give light to everyone. Since you and I are the light of the world, God wants to put us in a place where we showcase his blessings so that people can come to Christ. So the testimony of God in your life is a stronger witness of God, many times even than the words upon your lips. So here's what Jesus is saying. You ought to be on the candlestick. How do you get to be on the candlestick where everyone can see you? That's the principle he's teaching. Hallelujah. See what he says. Let me go back to verse 22. For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should what? Come abroad. One of the reasons why we confess God's word is not so that men will hear us. One of the fundamental principles of the kingdom, we don't confess for others to hear. As a matter of fact, if you confess too soon before men, you may unconsciously invite warfare. There are some things you will say before men that men begin to resist what you are saying because they can't see you in that position. So it is not wise to make your confessions before men. It has not yet entered your heart. You don't confess to convince men. You confess to be persuaded of the reality of the truth. That's the first step. In other words, I have to have an inner reality before there is an outward manifestation. I confess truths I have embraced in private. The Bible says, your father that seeth in secret will reward you where? In the open. So here's what I'm doing. I'm pacing the floor in my house, in my office, wherever I am. I'm confessing God's word, first of all, so that I'll be persuaded of that reality in my inner man. Once I'm persuaded, I'm in the process of having a manifestation. So I don't confess for others to hear. I confess so that I can be first word persuaded. Men don't get persuaded by what we confess. They get persuaded by the manifestation of the blessings. Hallelujah. Remember what he said. For there is nothing hid which shall not be what? Manifested. Neither was anything kept secret, but that it should. Notice he didn't say, but that it will. It should means there is a probability. It may, it might not. Depending on if you practice the principle. What is the principle? There is nothing you hide if you're using the seed of God's kingdom that will not come to light. So if I want anything to come to the open, I hide it in my heart. What Jesus is saying here, he's not saying there is nothing that you have done wrong in secret that men will not find out. That's not what he's saying. That is how we have interpreted it. What he's saying is this. The way you know what a farmer has planted is when harvest comes. When you go to a man's field, if he has plowed the ground, he has watered the ground, and he has put in the seed. If you are not there when he's putting the seed, you don't know what is inside the ground. How do you get to know what's inside the ground? When the harvest what? Comes. What has the farmer done? He has eaten seed where? In the ground. There is nothing hid, but that it should be made what? Manifest. So, to live the inner life of a victorious Christian, it's first of all a private practice. It's not how much noise you make outside, but what you do in your private life on a daily basis, how you are consciously hiding God's word in your heart. So, on a daily basis, I take the seed of the kingdom. Remember what it said, for so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed. That's a very strong word. This word cast is the same word that Jesus used when he talks about casting out devils. Is a forceful thing. It's not casual. So what he's saying is this. A man deliberately uses God's word and puts it inside his heart. How do you do that? By waking up daily and declaring. When you're declaring and you're saying, you are casting seed. What are you trying to do? You are hiding the word of God in your heart. Jesus likens the heart of a man to soil. So my heart is like a soil. It will bring forth whatever I plant or hide in it. That's one of the reasons why Jesus said, be careful how you hear. In other words, other kinds of seeds can enter your heart if you're not careful. Hallelujah. If people say you are a failure, you are not a failure until you accept it. Have you noticed that what we have in our inner consciousness affects our walk? Sometimes people don't say anything to you. When you see them, you know something is wrong. I mean, even I'm talking about. We are spirits first. We have a soul. We live in a body. So we carry an atmosphere that either speaks of victory or defeat. The atmosphere we carry that announces to men what is wrong is a function of what is in our consciousness. So if other people have sown wrong seeds and have accepted those seeds on the inside of me, I will start living out the expectations of others. I want you to notice what Jesus said about it. Let me go a little bit further and show you something. Verse 26 now. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the heart bringeth forth fruit of our what? Do you notice what he said? Your spirit man is designed by God to produce by itself. After the seed has been sown, it does not require your effort to produce. The challenge you have is sowing the seed. In other words, if a particular truth through my lips enters my heart, the harvest will come without struggle. Why? The seed is designed to produce once it connects with the soil. My heart doesn't distinguish between what seed to produce. I am the one that determines what kind of seed I put in my heart. Hallelujah. So other people can speak to me. I can receive their seed. I will still produce a harvest in line with the seed I've received. The heart bringeth forth fruit of herself. Very important. So when people say things like, what I say does not matter, you are deceiving yourself. What you say matters over a period of time. Hallelujah. What you say matters over a period of time. You know, it's interesting. You have two believers who go for an interview or will come for a meeting. How many of you notice that people that are confident are contagious? You don't know why. If he doesn't qualify for the job, you even feel bad. that you're not going to give in, because confidence is contagious. Unfortunately, sadness is also contagious. It's someone who comes, he's qualified, everything is fine. But in his attitude and mannerism, you can tell this person is under a heavy load. What's the difference? The consciousness. Our victory is real, but what we have in our consciousness is a function of what we have taken time to what to sow. You don't leave the sowing of the seed in your heart to anybody except to you. All the minister does is bring the word of God close to you. You take what God has given you through the minister, you go into your private chamber, you begin to what? Sow. For instance, concerning marriage, particularly for ladies, for men is a bit easier. What do I mean by that? You see, a man goes seeking, a lady stays and waits where a man goes seeking. So because you are the one who is on the receiving end as a lady, the Bible says he sets the solitary where? In families. Look at Psalm 68. We'll come back to Mark chapter 4. Psalm 68. Hey there. Look at verse 6. It says, God sets a solitary in families. He brings out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. Let me interpret that in Northern English. God will place individuals into families he has prepared for them. He will set the prisoners free from whatever is holding them back. But those who are rebellious, and that gives you the secret of that old verse. Here's what he's saying. Everyone God sets in a family, God has spoken to that person. Who are those who are rebellious? Those who refuse to hear or heed what God is saying. Or he won't speak about those who are rebellious. So there are some who are rebellious. He wanted to bring them out, but they refuse to listen, so they continue to dwell where? The word dry there means where there are no supernatural manifestations of God's blessing. Let me say that again. God sets the solitary. It is part of God's reputation and character to set the solitary in family. How does he do it? He will come to you. He will minister seed to you. He will want to set the prisoners free. He will minister seed to them. How does he minister seed? They will be able to come out by whatever God says, which means they have to hear. Now, there are some people, they won't hear, so they will stay in a place that is dry. What does it mean to be dry? It means there is an absence of the manifestation of God's blessing and God's power in their lives. But it's God who sets soul into your family. So now you are a lady, you are believing God for a husband. You are meant to take the word of God, because first of all, you need to assure yourself. If you don't assure yourself, you will find yourself praying, God, give me a husband or I die. Have you seen that before? I'm not making mockery of that book. I'm just telling you how it works. Because you think God is, when you say God, give me a husband or I die, here's what you are saying. God has a husband, but he's holding the husband back from me. And that's already contrary to God's word. The Bible says that the Lord God is a sun and a shield. He will give us one grace and glory. No good thing. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk what? Uprightly. So if God will not withhold, who is withholding? The forces in this world. So when you say, God, give me husband or I die, you are saying, God, you are consciously withholding husband from me. So you and God are not on the same page. Manifestation will be delayed. So rather than pray, God, give me husband or I die, what should you do? Father, I want to thank you, because you are setting me in my own family. The man of my dreams comes my way. Our steps are ordered and we come into contact. Then you pray in the spirit. You say that every day. What are you doing? You are sowing seed in your heart. How will it happen? That's where the mystery is. The most exciting part of this process is that you don't know how. You don't know how. I want to get married. I have a promise from God. My wife to be is ready. And God says he will provide. And so, by faith, I know what I earn. I earn less than will be needed for the wedding. But I'm sowing God's seed in my heart. What is that seed? He giveth me power to get wealth. It eases my hands to profit. I continually say it. Provisions come. The Lord is my shepherd. I do not want for financial blessings. What am I doing? I'm sowing the seed. Now, as I'm sowing the seed, my heart will process, but how it will come out, I don't know. So I can't say, brother Sonny is who God will use. That's witchcraft. Why did I say brother Sonny? Brother Sonny just got a contract of 2 million. What are you doing? Manipulating results. The results is in God's hand, not in your hand. The heart bringeth forth fruit of herself. You don't know how. It means that you are not in charge of end result or the manner in which it manifests. What is your part? You sow the seed. For the kingdom of God is as though a man should cast seed. The casting is the difficult part. The harvest is easy. Hallelujah. Very important. The casting is the difficult part. That's why you are trying to cast seed in a situation that looks contrary to what you are believing for. You are saying in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you, Father, because I have a new car. What are you busy at home? For the Lord shall supply all of my need. According to you see the car as a need. The time comes when you don't see a car as a luxury. You know it's a need. You know you have kids. Even a kid, it's a need. If you have one child, a car is a need. If you are living far from the place of work, a car is what? A need. And God has promised to supply all your needs. So as you're confessing it, and you're declaring it, on the inside, because you don't confess because your salary can get you a car. If your salary can get you a car, don't confess about car. Look for something else. Did you hear what I said? Look for something else. You want to build a house. You are calculating on the 50 million contract. Be praying the spirit that the contract will come in. And use your faith for something else. But when you know now what you're believing for and the environment, they don't look the same. The Bible says the kingdom of God. So what God has given you is the seed of the kingdom. God has guaranteed that it will produce. The system works if you walk it. So the challenge we have is not in the system, it's in walking it. Hallelujah. It's in walking it. You have to walk it. This is the labor of faith that every Christian has to go through. You don't know what it meant to confess for this place when the account of the church was in red. You don't know what it took to confess. And you are not going to go to anybody to lobby for money. I have not and I won't. Why? The Bible says the heart bringeth forth fruit of herself. So what are we meant to do? Confess and declare. Confess and declare. So the last 2 or 3 months, I included everybody. Church, we're moving to a new place. People came to our pastor, have we found a place? I said, yes. Fiscally, there was no place. What was I doing? The heart will bring forth fruit. How? Of herself. If you look outside, you won't see anything again. If I check the way I feel, I won't be in church this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you need to understand, when it doesn't look like it's working, brothers and sisters, it is working seriously. I told the lady who was believing God for to get married, sometimes God will give you a word through a minister just to encourage you. What I said didn't make sense. As she passed me in church, in a former church, I said, you are expecting money from someone, no? The person will not give you. Nobody likes bad prophecy. He was like, what is this now? I should have passed this man this morning. I should have gone to the other side. Why did I pass this man this morning? I said, but there's another way in God. The one who passed the Red Sea and causes Jordan to part, he knows how to do it. So, a week after, the person that promised her, I think about 50,000. Thank you. Just said, I'm so sorry. You know, things didn't go according to plan. 100,000. Say that I could only get 25. When people are getting married, if you promise them 100,000, it is has been spent. You understand? The money has been spent. 25 has gone to this, 35 has gone. They spent the money. So she was thinking, when the person called, because she had received God's word, she wasn't disappointed too much, but she was still sad. And she passed by the office where she was working before. And she went to see her colleagues, former colleagues there. And she told them, and she was on her way out, when her former boss, she sneaked there. She didn't want her boss to see her. Former boss to see her. So the former boss came out of the office and just met her. Said, so this is how you come here without coming to see me. And then, Mr. Aladdin knows the person. Sarah. Aladdin, like I just said. So this is how you sneak in without saying hello to me. No, yeah. Come to my office. So they sat down. How are you? Where do you work now? What's happening? And they talked. And I said, well, sir, well, she felt guilty. Said, well, I want to get married next 2 weeks. Eh? You want to get married? So if I didn't call you, you won't tell me. So I'm not supposed to give you anything. But take this money. It was the full amount that the other person failed to give her. Now, she didn't go there to collect the money. When it's bringing forth, you know not how. Hallelujah. If I do this job and the money comes, I'll buy a new car. But somebody can give you a call and say, can you collect so and so car at the port? And when you finish clearing it, the car is yours. You don't know what? How? Our problem is we struggle with manifestation. Since they are not calling me again from this job, maybe that is not the will of God. Maybe it will be another. Don't bother your head. You are going to enter into worry and anxiety. Are you sowing the seed? Keep sowing the seed. Are you declaring? Keep declaring. Remember, it is called the incorruptible seed of God's word. It's a seed that never fails. And God is saying, you walk the kingdom because the kingdom works. And it is superior to this world system. So when you first start out, you look like a fool. That's why, don't confess before men. You will put yourself under pressure. You put yourself under pressure. Because what you are saying before them, they will start saying, so where is it? So where is it? But you are processing something. And when you are processing something, you don't go shouting before men. When the manifestation comes, everybody will come and ask you, what kind of God do you serve? How come you were delivered this way? Remember, nobody saw you pacing the floor. In the name of the Lord Jesus, help arises for me everywhere. I have divine favor. It compasses my life like a shield. Wherever I go, the savor, the fragrance of Christ announces my presence. I am God's righteousness in Christ Jesus. I am supernaturally bold. You're seeing it in private. The time will come, you will need it in public. And when you do, you won't need to talk. It will just start manifesting. 1,000 will fall by your side. 10,000 by what? The right hand. But it won't come near because it's already inside your heart. Hallelujah. It's already inside your heart. The kingdom of God is as though a man should cast seed into the ground. And he should go and sleep. He will rise up night and day. And the seed should spring forth. He knows not how. So, don't get weary as you're sowing the seed. Don't be tired. If there are more challenges, understand the pattern of scripture. After Jairus told Jesus, my daughter lies at the point of death and is sick. Come and lay your hands upon her. And she shall leave. They came to tell Jairus, don't bother the master any further. Your daughter is now dead. But the person you're dealing with is the resurrection and the life. No matter how bad it gets, it's going to rise up again. And it's going to get better than before. So, when you start out, here's what gets Christians discouraged. As somebody told me, the pastor, things were working until I started confessing. Then everything went down. Let me tell you what's happening. When you're sowing seed in the ground, how many of us did agriculture? Okay, if you didn't sow the agriculture, you have an idea. How many of us ever went to farm? You remember? How many of us went to farm before? There are too many Tush people in this church. You never touched oil before? Ah! Me, I cut grass, so plenty. And I worked on the farm for 6 months. Don't let this thing deceive you. Now, here's what happens. When you put seed in the ground, the seed will not produce until it first what? Decays. After it decays, on the inside of the seed, there's new life that will start coming out. But it first die, it will decay. And the Bible says, you are not sowing what you are going to see. 1 Corinthians 15. Hallelujah. Am I the only one feeling hot in this church? Let the ushers help me put on the fan. I think I'm the only one feeling hot. Everybody's feeling cool. 1 Corinthians 15. The process of the seed. Are you there? 1 Corinthians 15. Hallelujah. I want to use an analogy in 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 35. See what it says. Verse 35 says, but someone will say, how are the dead raised up? With what body do they come? So Jesus wants to teach a principle about the resurrection of the dead. The resurrection of the dead, the same principle is principle behind how every seed comes up. Look at what it says. It says, thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened except it dies. And that which thou sowest not the body that shall be, but bear grain. It may be of wheat or of some other grain. But God giveth it a body as it has pleased him. And to every seed his own body. Did you see that? When you are sowing, you are not sowing the harvest. You are sowing a seed. So what you are sowing doesn't look like what will come out. It now says, as you are sowing, God will give to every seed a body. That word body there is the same thing as God will give to every seed a manifestation. The manifestation is not something you are in control of. God is the one who gives to every seed a body. So here's what he's saying. If you plant maize or corn, remember the corn you are planting will bear no resemblance to the harvest. When you are planting a single grain, what you will receive is not a single grain. How the harvest will come out will not even fully resemble what? The single grain. God will give to every seed what? A body. So, if I want God to give anything a body, what do? I cast what? The seed. That's what I do. I don't get God to operate until there's seed in the ground. If God's word is not in my heart, God has nothing to work with in my life. God's first responsibility is to get seed across to me. God's word is seed. I will cast the seed. And the Bible says when I cast the seed, I am operating God's kingdom. I will cast the seed. God will give that seed a body. So the manifestation of the results is God's personal responsibility. But I have a part to play. In Proverbs chapter 15, verse 15, the Bible says that all the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that has a merry heart has a continual feast. What is it saying? All the days of the afflicted. He's talking about those who have a consciousness of affliction. If all I am meditating and I'm saying to myself, are all the challenges and problems I'm facing, the Bible says my days will also continue to be evil, which means the time will come, I will naturally expect things to go wrong. Hallelujah. Have you ever met an individual who is consciously always expecting things to go right? Have you met people like that before? There are not many of them. How did they get there? He that has a merry heart has what? A continual feast. So, a heart that is filled with the promises of God is so vibrant, is so cheerful, that it doesn't matter what news you give to the person. He seems to expect good in the midst of every storm. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about wishful thinking. I'm talking about the living reality. All the days of the afflicted are evil continually. But he that has a merry heart has a continuous what? Feast. That means that his feasting is not dependent on the weather or situation. The thing is proceeding from the inside of his heart. Hallelujah. The time will come when the kind of expectations you have on a daily basis, you just know it can never go wrong with you. Hallelujah. That's what the word of God produces in the heart. You just know it can't go wrong with you. It can only go well with you. You just know. During the week, one of the families that were that's members of this church, their baby had a small problem, and baby was stooling blood. So they called me on the phone and said that the hospital they took the baby to, they said they wanted to operate on a baby that's not up to 6 months old. Operation. So of course they were afraid. So I called the father. I spoke to him. And I said, we're not trying to get God to answer. God is not going to heal your baby. Now, if you don't know me, you know, you'll be afraid that, God will not heal. What kind of pastor is this? You caught before? No. We're not hoping God will answer. We know God has answered. If your baby is sick, you are a father. How do you feel? How do you feel? Do you feel good? I don't know about you. Before I knew what I knew, I used to pray God would transfer the sickness to me. That's the way I feel about my children. So if you feel like that, and you are a man, do you know the way God feels when you're not okay? You need to understand the father's heart. So when you carry a child that is sick, understand that God is ready to help and to heal and to bless that child. Don't petition God. Stand your ground against the devil and he will flee from you. Hallelujah. So I told him, I said, listen, I'm going to pray with you and I'm not hoping to get an answer. The answer we have is beyond hope. It's a reality. If Jesus died and he rose and he's seated, I know he's seated, that baby is healed. I said, don't go and be checking symptoms. I said, but pastor, they said they are going to take the baby to surgery. I said, let them go ahead. Even if it takes them going to the surgery room and God guiding their hands, that child is well. So six surgeons gathered. A baby is not a small matter. It has to do with the intestines. They gathered. At the time they were about to do the operation, they said, somebody just said, let us check again. They checked. Everything that was wrong was right. Hallelujah. How do you get to a place where they will bring you that kind of news and you are not afraid? The Bible says, concerning the righteous, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is what? Fixed. My God doesn't go on holidays. He's always around. It is the diet you are feeding on. What have you been feeding to your heart? Such that you are not afraid, no matter what they say. It's a diet. He that has a merry heart has what? A continual feast. That's why you are blessing yourself. You are enhancing your future when you constantly, in season, out of season, you are declaring God's word. What are you doing? You are casting seed. The heart, your spirit, will bring forth fruit of herself. That's what will happen. And I said something some weeks back. If you are feeding your heart consistently, in season and out of season, there are times when you have what you call a dry season. Your heart will feed your mouth. Hallelujah. Your heart will what? Feed your mouth. Let me say something. See, I've been in seasons in my life when God said, son, I know you are tired. Don't pray. Lie down. I'll take care of it. There's a walk with God. It's very real. Lie down. I know you're tired. He giveth his beloved what? Sleep. I will take care of it. And he has never failed to take care of it. When there are problems in church, what do? You think I stay up all night praying? If the shepherd is up all night, what should the sheep shepherd do? There's a sheep shepherd. I'm just a shepherd. I will have died since. Wherever there are people, there is problem. Amen. That's the truth of the matter. So you can't live life not practicing God's word and survive. You can't. It has to be your present tense experience. As you're sowing the word, is enriching your heart. As your heart is enriched, experiences are coming out of your heart that are in line with what you have sowed. The seed on the inside determines the harvest on the outside. If there's no seed on the inside, don't wait for an harvest. Don't wait for an harvest. So the Bible says, as you put the seed inside, God gives it a body. God is in charge of what? Manifestations. How will God do it? He has 1,000 ways. The Bible speaks about the manifold wisdom of God. Don't try to manipulate. Don't go into witchcraft. Don't target someone as the answer. No. God is what? The answer and the source. And he has different ways he can bring the answer into manifestation in your life. What are you meant to do? Cast the seed. That's where the labor is. That's where the work is. Spend time declaring. Be consistent. Proverbs chapter 12. In the way of righteousness, there's peace. In the bad way thereof, there is no death. I'm God's righteousness. I abide in peace. And the work of righteousness shall be peace. And the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. I am assured forever. Isaiah 32 verse 17. What are you doing? You're sowing. you're sowing. But Lali, if you're a man and you have responsibility, plenty news. There are times when they come and tell you certain things, you're like, what are they trying to say again? The gas has finished. The car is not working. The light in the house has gone off at the office. So NEPA has cut our lights. You know, in Nigeria, they cut like whether you're away or you're not going. Thank God we are delivered. They just keep telling you one news after the other. How will you have the heart to stand? Except your heart has been what? Enriched. Your child is sick. How will you not panic? Your heart must what? Be enriched with the truth of what? God's word. That's how you know. So if you panic, tell yourself, my heart is not enriched sufficiently with the truth of God's word. It has to be so enriched. You are now living beyond the senses. It doesn't matter what happens. What matters is what is on the inside. If it's on the inside, God will give it what? A body. The manifestation is God's work, not your work. Hallelujah. That's God's work. So let's start the process. Let's increase in our practice. If you're here this morning and you've been here for a number of weeks and you're not yet declaring and confessing God's word, you're robbing your future of the blessings of God. God will manifest what you have planted. So is the kingdom of God, as though a man should cast what? Seed in the ground. And remember, when you're speaking, you are energizing angels to act. A man that doesn't speak has no tool, has nothing, no substance for the angels to act on. And unconsciously, we speak every day. Only that 80% of the time we say the wrong things. But we speak every day. And so if you're speaking consistently, even the angels are alive. They are at work based on what you're saying and you're declaring. So you must wake up in the morning. It is not psych. This is the reality of your life. You were born of the Spirit of God. So you are supernatural by nature. Don't let your natural environment conform you to his mold. You should expect blessings every day, for he daily loads us with what? Blessings. But once you start hearing things like, sometimes we win, sometimes we lose, you are saying Jesus didn't rise from the dead. Life is full of ups and downs. Shall we receive of the Lord good and not expect evil? What are you doing? You are distorting your mind. You are changing the experiences you will have. Remember, your heart doesn't discriminate on the seed you plant. Did you hear what I said? Your heart doesn't really care about the seed. It's only to produce whatever seed. So if it's wrong seed, it will still produce for you the harvest. So you hear cautiously. Be careful how you hear so you can have the right seed sown on the inside of you. Once you start believing things like that, life is full of ups and downs. Marriage is hard. You have to be very careful. Only few survive. I went to a marriage ceremony yesterday to officiate, and the testimony of the parents of the bride was that they had never called anyone to come and settle any quarrel between them. That's a good testimony. But you can't have that testimony if you are saying, and you are listening to those who say, in marriage you must fight though. I'm telling you, God, life is full of ups and downs. It can't always be good. It's not balanced. No, it's balanced. Jesus balanced it for me. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's what Jesus said. He didn't say goodness sometimes, calamity sometimes. No. No evil will befall you. Neither will any plague come near what? Your dwelling place. Be careful what you say. Be careful how you hear. Why can't it be sweet every day? Whatever God does is good. Marriage is meant to be sweet every day, not sometimes. God established marriage, not man. Did you see Adam talking to God? God, it's not good for me to be alone. It was God who told Adam. Adam was even aware he was alone. It was God who informed him. And whatever God does, it shall be what? Forever. It's God's idea. It's meant to be pleasant. But all the experiences of the afflicted, they are evil continually. How did he become afflicted? His thinking is wrong. His consciousness is wrong. So he's producing wrong experiences from his heart. No matter how much God wants to help him. Let me tell you some of the things I say. The Lord is my shepherd. I do not want for financial blessings. Money is entering my account. checks have been written in my name. If you can't say that, you won't see money. I'm blessed on every side. I'm God's righteousness. Every good thing is added to me. Every day I wake up, I receive alerts. News that something new has been added to me again. You must be bold to speak like that. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And his what? And every other thing shall be what? Guess what? You are the kingdom of God. He's inside you now. You are his righteousness. What does that mean? Every good thing shall be what? Added. So why don't you say it? When I go out, good things are added. When I come in, good things are added. When I lie down, good things are added. When I wake up, good things are added. I am God's righteousness. Good things have been added unto me. This is our consciousness. God has declared a season of increase upon us. So between now and December, I expect a bumper harvest. I expect what? A bumper harvest. So wake up in the morning and tell yourself, from the east, blessings are coming. The west, increase is coming. The north, promotion arises. The south, I'm expanding on every side. Be bold when you say it. This is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. And this is our season. So don't stop. Don't stagger. Don't stumble. Double up in your confession. Increase it. And watch as God begins to increase utterance. Add prayer to it. Pray in the Spirit. Make it a lifestyle. Navigate through the word of the Spirit. He has blessed you with every word, spiritual blessing, in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. So as you are saying it, you are putting God's wisdom to work. And you are causing doors to be open to you in all the right places. God's best is for you this season. Amen. God's best is for you this season. So ask your neighbor, what are you expecting? Proverbs 23 verse 18. The Bible says that concerning the righteous, his expectation shall not be what? Cut off. It's only the righteous that have a right to the manifestation of the expectation. But the hope of the wicked shall perish. That's what the Bible says. But you are the righteous. You have a sure expectation. You have a sound expectation. Expect great things. Expect mighty things to come your way. This is what? Your season. So don't go. Don't reach out to life in an uncertain way. Be very established. Be sure how the end result will be. We are walking in the reality of the truth. This is what the word of God says concerning me. This is how I'm meant to live. These are the experiences I'm meant to have. Hallelujah. Lift up your hand and thank him this morning. His word is to be praised. Lift your hands and just thank him and bless his name. If you have been discouraged in any way, shake off the discouragement or the despair. And be strengthened by the Spirit of God in your inner man. This season there will be full manifestation of God's blessing in your life. And his hands upon you will be strong and sure. Father, we bless your name. We thank you. We rejoice in your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for your help and your strength. This is our season of increase. We enlarge the place of our tent. Our coasts are enlarged. Receive the abundance of manifestations. That's our heritage, our inheritance they are prepared for us. We've entered into our season. We rejoice always. Manifestations of your goodness everywhere we look. Blessed be your name, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise. In Jesus' precious name, we pray.